through the book of Proverbs. That's for our college students that are back. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9. For the next few moments, I would like to probably be as, I can't say as transparent as I've ever been, but if I can open my heart and let you maybe get to understand me a little bit more. And I know I'm not going to be able to do that in a few minutes. It's a lifetime, okay? I don't even understand me all the time. I want you to read with me Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse number 10, and then I'm going to share the testimony behind this verse. And I'm going to speak on this subject matter, just being transparent on opportunities to serve. Opportunities to serve. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 10 says, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest." I have that verse underlined in my Bible. I'm not saying you need to underline it, but it was probably in the year, I want to say the year 2000, probably early that summer of the year 2000, so it would have been 19 years ago almost, that I was laying in a Sunday school room in Smyrna, Delaware. And I'd driven down from Pennsylvania, and we were there for a prison revival. I was there with Roger Napper. I was there with a few others. And I was having my devotions early that morning, and the burden was upon our heart at that point of some ministry opportunities that God had laid before us, and we were just praying through them. And the Lord brought this verse to my heart and spoke to my heart that morning. And God forever settled it in my heart that whatever God gives to me to put my hand to, that I'm going to do it 100% for the glory of God. We have the equivalent to this over in the New Testament. "Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." God also confirmed, and if I ever have the honor, and I consider it a great honor, when a young person will walk up and they ask me to sign their Bible, I believe that's reserved for greater men of God. But God gave me Isaiah chapter 54, verses 2 and 3, that I've held on to for probably the past 15 years at least. The Bible says, "Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited." And I understand the interpretation of this scripture being written to Israel. And I understand that we don't have a physical habitation that we are trying to inherit. I understand all those things. After studying these verses, I found out that what we call the father of modern day missions, William Carey, preached a message back in the 1700s on expect great things, attempt great things. Well, later on, after he preached that message over and over, and I've been told you don't really perfect a message really in preaching it, you preach it 1,000 times. That's what, I don't know if it was Moody or Spurgeon or one of the preachers said, "Don't worry, we're not preaching things 1,000 times here." Really, we do. It's just a different title and different scriptures that we go to. But later on, as William Carey was preaching that message, the phrase was added to it, expect great things from God and attempt great things for God. And I've had that burned into my heart for years. Now, I'm giving you some insight at whether it comes across as, I don't know how you'll take it. I know I'm a pedal down, type A personality. I know the type A personality, very aggressive, is task-oriented, result-oriented. That's in my personal life. Okay? But I will say this, ever since God said, this is what you're doing with your life, I've never wanted to give less than 100%. I've never wanted to come to the end of the day and say I didn't do my best for the Lord. I've never wanted to get done something and be able to say, you know something, I could have done a little bit better. Even though there have been times that that's happened. I'm giving you some insight before we get into it. I just want to lay what we're looking at in ministry for this summer. Because the one thing over the past 15 years since the Lord has ingrained that into my heart is that I'm not like everybody else and now everybody else is like me. And I understand that. And I know there's a fine line. I try to be, and I told you I'm being transparent, and this is just in preparation for what's taking place this summer with ministry. Okay? The opportunities to be able to serve. By God's grace, I'll never be the type of leader that says, you all need to go do this. But by God's grace, I'll always be the type of leader that will say and show, I'm going to do this. And I'd love for y'all to follow. Believe it or not, it was about probably, I don't even know if it was in this building, it may have been 3 years ago, that Peter preached a message and used an example inside that message. And when I say I understand not everybody's like me, I eat, drink, sleep, everything, Grand State Baptist Church. When I want to be here, I want to be here. Okay? This is the life that God's given to us. Outside of my home with my family, there is absolutely no place upon the face of the earth that I would rather be than just, I don't care if it's just sitting in here. Thankful for what God's done. Sometimes that can come across, or as the young people always get on me about, across. And I always put a T at the end of it. Sometimes that can come across as, I'm expecting everybody else to do everything that I do. I don't. I know what God's put in my heart. And I know the area that God wants us to serve in. And I know I'm exactly in the middle of God's will. And I've always tried to do this when I say I'll be the type of leader that says, come on, let's go. I had I believe he was a lieutenant colonel at the time. He was second in command of Fort Hood, which is the largest military installation in the free world, down in Texas. And he's an independent Baptist. Archie Davis is his name. He's retired now. But I asked him, we were blessed to be in a service together, and I asked him, I said, Brother Archie, I said, I want to ask you this. At this time, he was number two in command. And I said, I want to ask you a question. I said, if you had one statement, I said, in order to be able to pass on, I said, for being a leader, I said, something you can say, what would you say to your men? What would he took an entire squadron over to Iraq during the war, brought every one of his men back. And I said, if there was something that you could say, and I said, what would it be? And he thought for a second. He said, you know how many times I've jumped out of an airplane? And he said, I'd always have this one, he said, that was scared and wouldn't want to do it. And I understand that. I don't understand jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. But he said, I would always say this. He said, I'd always look at that young man and say, well, I'm going. Why don't you come with me? And I just thought on that. And I said, you know, I don't think it's any different when it comes to the Christian life that we lead by example. I don't expect everybody to do everything that I do. And you say, what's that got to do with the message Peter preached? He gave a message. I don't even know what the message was about, but I remember this illustration. He read it somewhere. I know it wasn't original with him. He read it somewhere. But he said that a guy pulled off the side of the road over in the Middle East, and there was a man out there, and there was a herd. Is it a flock of sheep? A herd of flock of sheep. I almost said a herd of sheep. But a flock of sheep out there, and the man was behind the sheep, gathering and pushing them a certain way. And the man watched that for a little while, and he walked up to the man that was out there, and he said, you know, he said, this is interesting. He said, I've always read, he said, that a shepherd leads his sheep. And he said, but I come over here and I've been watching you for the past 5 or 10 minutes. And he said, you're not doing that. He said, but you're behind them and you're pushing them. And he said, well, there's a big difference. He said, I'm not the shepherd, I'm the butcher. And when I'm saying this, I'm setting this context to be able to lay out opportunities of service for this summer. I found out one truth. More than one truth, but one that I'll mention tonight. Over the past 5.5 years, almost 6 years now, of Grand State Baptist Church, is that everybody wants to be a part. And I believe God puts every person inside of the church body because they have something to contribute to that body. There's a position of service, something for them to do. I'm not so concerned about people not doing everything. I'm concerned. I do get concerned when people don't do anything. And I'm not talking about those that are aged according to scriptural terminology, that all they can do is maybe write an email now or write a note of encouragement or sit back and pray. Praise the Lord for it. I'm not talking about that crowd. I start getting concerned when people are able to and they don't want to be able to be part of the body of Christ as far as in their service and contribute to where God would have them to be. You say, well, it's not all about service. I'm not talking about the results of it. We leave the results up to the Lord. But I can say this, I want to give Him 100% every day of my life. And when God put Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 10, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. I read the context, but I know Ecclesiastes. I know we're talking about the old preacher, and he gets to the end of it, and vanity of vanities, all is vanity. I understand the entire context of Ecclesiastes. But look what he started with back in verse number 7 in a new paragraph. Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart, for God now accepteth thy works. Let thy garments be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy life, of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity, for that is thy portion in this life, and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. I believe it's a reminder, the same way we have over in James, that life is short. And we better accomplish what God has for us here on this earth, because, listen, there's coming a day that there's no work, no device, nor knowledge, no wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. There's coming a time when we will not be able to serve the Lord here on this earth any longer because we're dead. And I know we rejoice for the coming of the Lord. We're all saying, even so, come, Lord Jesus. But can I say, until then, I want you to know God's given me verses like this that I am going to do everything that I can serving God all day, every day, to be able to see His work accomplished. And I'm thankful for that. And I say I'm praying that that'll hand down to the next generation. I appreciate many of our young people, the work ethic that is there, and their desire, honestly, the majority of the bus route in Brother Mike's absence being taken care of by our young adults and a couple teenagers. I praise the Lord for that. I talked with the pastor. I said, if they get that burden on their heart. Now, can I say this? I by no means, at this moment, am close to burnout. By no means. We're not hitting a wall. I'm reminded of Joseph. It says that his bows went over the wall. And so if we come up against that, hey, we'll get over it. Remember the message that Brother Barrow preached on that Sunday that he was up here from Florida? God will help us get over the wall. God will move the wall. Or maybe we just need to pray and God will drop the wall. By no means am I close. I am as excited and thrilled for the future of Granite State Baptist Church as I ever have been. And thankful for what God's going to do. I want to give you some insight into me. This is what God's done in my heart years ago. That as long as God allows me to. Now can I say this? I'm not expecting everybody to be like Peter Chamberlain. And all God's people said, amen. God uses us exactly how we are. But can I say, as I look, at least a drive in service, I believe that's where leaders come from. I believe that's where those that take, and not as a show, not as a flash in the pan, but just listen, time is short. We've got to go after what God has called us to do. I'm not looking to get bogged down in administration. I'm looking to go after people. I'm thankful for those that are discipling people right now, that are reaching out to them on a regular basis. Praise the Lord for it. I'm not doing it all by myself. And I thank God for that every day of my life. RU is taking off. Sunday school classes are doing wonderful. The bus ministry, praise the Lord for the contacts that are being made. What a blessing. You say, well, that's because you're behind the people driving them. I don't think so. That's one thing I've never been accused of. Now someone's going to walk up afterwards and say, you can check that off your list. I just want you to know what God's put in my heart. And this is a little bit on why I am the way I am. I'm excited about the work of God. And I am as excited today, probably more so, than I ever have been about what God's doing. I'm thankful for the souls that are being saved. I'm thankful for those that are following the Lord and believers back. We're baptizing again this coming Sunday.
Amen.
And you know what it's from? You know what it's from? It's from someone who got saved over 40 years ago, but was never taught first step of obedience in baptism. But because of the testimony of others over the past couple weeks, hey, I need to be baptized. Praise the Lord for it. It's exciting. You say, is it without obstacles? No. There's things that come up all the time. But aren't you thankful we got a God that's bigger than all of that stuff? And I'm so thankful. I want to give you insight just into me. You say, why is he like this? Is he like this all the time? No. When I'm sleeping, I sleep good. But I'm thankful for what God's doing. I'm thrilled. It causes me to want to see more for the glory of God. To be able to do more for the glory of God. You say, when's enough enough? When I see Him face to face. When I see Him face to face. That's when, by God's grace, the foot will come off the gas pedal. Now, all I can say is come along. I'm going. And I'm so thankful. Can I say this? I can share my heart because there's so many that are doing everything they can for the glory of God. And I'm just so thankful for that. I know the teaching's not over with, and with the spiritual gifts. Brother Larry and I were talking about it, I think about a week and a half ago now, and I said, I'm so thankful. I said, but I'm amazed at how many have the minister in spirit, the servant's heart. inside of our church. They just want to do something for God. It's not about a title. It's not about a position. It's not about compensation. It's just, this is our ministry. We want to do it for God. And I'm so thankful for that. I want to lay out where we're at for the summertime. And I want you to know that I'm going to be as involved in every bit of it. And this is what I do believe God has for us throughout the summer. We're starting in June with Vacation Bible School. Amen. Wonderful time. Brother Mike is praying, and the rest of us are now, if you wrote it down on your prayer list last week, for 300 on that Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. You say, we can never do that. No, God can.
Right.
And you say, well, we ought not to be setting goals like that. I also read another leadership statement one time that said, I would rather set so lofty of goals that we may never attain them than to set some meager goal and attain it and think that we've accomplished some great thing.
Amen.
And I'm thinking God has a wonderful plan for it. Be praying. We're going to start hitting it this coming weekend. Signing kids up for Vacation Bible School, June 17th and 21st. Here's what we've laid out, and this was a burden on Brother Mike's heart several months ago, is asking our young adults and utilizing them to be able to help oversee and help run VBS. I thought it was a great idea. I brought it up to the Sunday school class. We're going to talk about it this coming Sunday. Listen, we've got adult. This is with adult supervision, okay? but we've got Miss Amy's taking care of crafts, organizing all that. She's done a tremendous job the past couple years. We've only had VBS for a couple years, but then Brother Jordan's done a great job overseeing the games. But to be able to have our young adults be able to come in and be able to come alongside of them, to be able to start taking possession of that, to be able to know how to run it and be able to take it. Wouldn't that be a blessing? And so we're going to start utilizing some of our young adults in those areas, working with the snacks, working with the games, helping with the crafts, helping with the teaching and things along those lines, using the next generation. That doesn't take away from the opportunities for the older adults. I don't want to say the kids, they're young adults, younger adults. But for the older adults to be able to be here and to be able to mentor them and to be able to help them, be able to listen to verses as they're being quoted. And the treasure chest up in the back, we're going to start piling that full of the prizes that we'll give away on that Sunday, that Sunday morning service. It was brought up, and I loved the idea. I think Brother Hunter was the first one to bring it up about, can we do maybe a couple different big prizes, because we have the drive-ins, and then we have the ride-ins. But church kids that are here on a regular basis do have an advantage for memorizing Scripture and having parents to be able to help them and everything. And so we're trying to reach these kids and parents in the community, so we're actually going to give out separate big prizes this time. And one for a ride-in and one for the drive-ins. And be able to have that for the three different age groups. Tremendous. Tremendous idea. And to be able to break that out that way and to be able to help with reaching these young people. We're going to do that. Have it on this Sunday. On that Sunday, the 23rd of June. And be able to finish that off. And so, looking forward to a good time. You say, oh, there's no Thursday night service? Well, we're having VBS. Listen, just come and watch what takes place. You'll love it. And it is just an awesome time. And we're thankful for it. That's an opportunity of service to be able to be a part. You say, well, that's just not for me. That's fine. Let's look for something else where you can have a part and be able to serve. That same week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Concord Market Days, we're going to have to be manning that booth down there from 10 in the morning to 10 at night. And 12 hours a day. What a blessing that people are going to be able to come by. You say, I can't do a whole lot. You can sit there in a chair. Just hand out church information and VBS information. We'll still have two nights and then a big day for VBS. We'll have RU information there. And most of all, we'll have our Bibles and the opportunity to be able to be a witness and a testimony and let them know that Jesus loves them. And so we have those market days that are taking place. There's not much, except for we have junior camp coming up in July. And July the 8th will be junior camp that our young people, I think it's from grades third grade to sixth grade. And I'm going to be able to go to junior camp. I'm so thankful that I'm going to be able to let Peter have that for that week. We'll get him over there, and they'll be able to take care of it. We're actually having to change camps this year to be able to go, because the one camp that we usually go to, some things have taken place in the church, and they're not able to do camp this year. So we're going to go with Brother Barnes to his junior camp. And it's going to be at Camp Northfield down there in Massachusetts, about an hour and a half from here. And just a wonderful time that we're looking forward to our juniors being over there and the preaching that they'll receive. And then we have team camp coming up August the 12th. Brother Josh and Miss Hannah Gregg will be flying back in for team camp. Already looking forward to that. Be able to close out the summer. We switched VBS and team camp this year, just because by the time we got to August, we were shutting down VBS at 8 o'clock at night, and the kids were running out into the parking lot, and it was already dark outside. And I said, well, why don't we switch that, pull that back into June? At least they're not running into the parking lot with bus and van out there, and it's dark. And so we were able to switch that. We'll take the kids, and plus I think the Mountain River will be a little bit warmer, maybe, to be able to jump into the middle of August. But we're looking forward to team camp. It's always been a great time for our young people and for us personally as we're able to spend the week with them. And but then can I say this, just overall faithfulness. And asking God to be able to use us. We're getting ready to lay out some different modules that we're going to have for Sunday school. Brother Larry, this coming Sunday is your last Sunday, right, on the spiritual gifts. And then we're going to have Brother Donald Savini. We'll be here the 26th, and then starting in June. I'll say this again on Sunday morning, but we're actually going to do split Sunday schools and have three different, I use the term modules, three different classes that people can choose from to be able to go to. And Brother Nagley, I've talked to him. I don't know if I told him he's officially starting to begin in June, but he's going to be teaching. We're going to take June and July. And he's going to be teaching a class on the fruit of the Spirit. And Brother Jordan has been studying, and he's going to teach a class on Mormonism. And then I'm going to take the third class, and I expect this one will probably be the smallest one, not because I'm a teacher, but that'll probably be the number two reason. I'm going to take the third class and just do a... just kind of the basic Bible beliefs of Granite State Baptist. And some places call it like a new converts class or a new members class. That's not specifically what I'm targeting, but just the basics of what we believe around here and how the church operates. Just be able to get to know us a little bit better. And that's going to start the first Sunday, June the 2nd. And we're going to have that starting in June, those three different classes. And I'm still debating. That's going to be for our young adults on up. I want to give them the opportunity. They can pick which class they want to go to, and I'm still praying about making it available to the teenagers. Maybe the teenagers want to pick a class to be able to go to like that. And so just pray on that. We're trying to just be able to give opportunities of service. And I'm praying, first of all, not for everybody to be like me, okay? But I am praying for every one of us, just for God to have something in our hearts. And I'm saying this, and it's easy to say here at Granite State Baptist because of how many people are involved in serving in so many different areas and don't complain about it. But I'm praying that God would continue to cultivate that whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Because there's coming a day, you know something, I know there's an old song that's been written, when I stand before him, I'm going to say, I wish I'd given him more. I'm just going to say, God, I wish I'd done more for you. Because the grave is coming. And I know I turned 40 2 years ago, but it's not a reality of 40. This was given to me at, I think I was 22. and the reality of, listen, one day I'm going to be off the scene. And I want to make sure that everything I've put my mind into, I want to be able to say, listen, I've witnessed to people. It hasn't been said yet, but I know some people think, man, you push witnessing an awful lot around Granite State Baptist. Well, I think we ought to.
Amen.
The world is dying and going to hell without Christ.
Amen.
I had a pastor tell me one time that he couldn't remember the last time it was that he was able to lead someone to the Lord. And I understand we go through dry periods, and I think if we're fishing enough, we're going to get one.
Amen.
I understand there's times we go out all night long and get skunked. And it's not always a reaping time. I understand that. But I still want God to cultivate that everything that's in us. The old-time preacher, and he'll be up here at some point, Brother Charles Long, he always used to say it, and I guess this is probably where I got it from, because I just hung around with him a whole lot, and he'd always say, heaven bound with the pedal down. And just making sure, hey, he's mid-70s, it's his wife that just passed away back in March, and he said, I'm looking to get back out on the road. Mid-70s. He said, I just want to go till I'm gone for the glory of God. And I know sometimes some may take it as an expectation. You say, where is this coming from? I have no idea, except this is what was on my heart, just to be transparent with you tonight. I know some may take it as he sure has a high expectation for everybody to live up to. I do for myself, because I know what God's put in my heart. And I just want to do everything I can do, because there's going to come a time that we're going to break forth on the right hand and on the left, according to Isaiah 54, what God's put in my heart. Lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. The Lord said one day, listen, just batten down the hatches. I know that's for going through a storm, but that's coming through on the other side and sailing forward. And I'm just praying that God would continue that spirit in our hearts. There'll be some that may not be for them, and I understand that. But I will say this, with everything that's inside of me, I want us to continue to go forward for the glory of God.
Amen.
I don't want, can I tell you the burden that was on my heart today? I don't want our prayer meetings on Thursday night just to get mundane and comfortable. That, oh, we just walk in here, okay, he's going to take 20 minutes, we're going to go over that prayer request sheet, and then we're going to get up. I don't ever want it to be just the normal. I don't want it to be. If we're going to be praying, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do with thy might. Even our prayer life, our serving, if you don't have a place of service, or I'll say this, I know that there's some that have come over the years, and over the years, like we've been here 30, just burnt out from other churches. And I understand that. Can I say this? As much as I'd love to, I can't change that. I can't change what's been done other places. I can't change that in the heart. I can't change actions. I can't change words. All I can say is, listen, this is where God has us. I won't compare you to the other church if you don't compare me to the other church.
Amen.
And let's go forward for the cause of Christ. A little insight into my heart, if you ever sit back and say, well, I just wonder why he does what he does. I just, by God's grace, I'm going to do everything I can with all my might to be able to glorify God and do it 100%. Okay? So, once again, you may be saying, where's that come from? No place. Just been on my heart. And I'm looking forward to this summer. The opportunities that God gives to us. I didn't even bring up about the prison day that afternoon up there at Belknap County. I mean, what an opportunity. They called us, asking us to be able to come up and preach to whoever wants to come out in that facility.
Amen.
What a blessing. We're going to go up and do it, aren't we, Brother Chandler? Amen. The door is opening up for Merrimack County for a regular Sunday afternoon service. You say, I'm just doing too much to serve the Lord. I guarantee you when we stand before the Lord, that's not what we'll be saying. God, you remember when I just did too much? I'll also give you this statement. This is from a book still back on the shelf. I've read it once. I haven't gotten through the rest of the books yet. But I read the statement that an older preacher, and I think he's pastored the same church 40, 45 years, something like that. And he made the statement, he said, burnout doesn't come, and I've said this before, burnout doesn't come by working the flesh too hard. Christians that just say, I'm burnt out, I won't preach a message about Moses and the burning bush right now, but the bush had something on the inside, and the outside wasn't consumed.
Amen.
Well, that's a good thought. I heard that wasn't originally someone preached on that. Burnout doesn't come by working the flesh too hard. Burnout comes by working too hard in the flesh. I text someone about a week and a half ago going through hard time at work, working long hours, and I praise the Lord. For those who work long hours, they still have positions of service. They're still serving God. They just praise the Lord for it. They're getting home, they'll get some rest, and I text them back, and I said, I'm praying tonight that your sleep will be sweet and sufficient. I found out God can give us more rest in 4 hours than we can get on our own in 8 hours.
Amen.
I'm so thankful for Jesus, and He's worth it. Well, that's a little bit more of who I am, and that's where we're going this summer. The opportunity to be able to reach people. You say, that's just not me. Well, just come along with us. And for some, it might feel like the equivalent of jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. But you might just enjoy it. It'd be a blessing. Amen?